Hi there. I just want to tell you a little bit about Build Your Business Hosting a Bundle course because, and the reason why I've created it and the reason why I think it's so useful for you growing your business going forward. I created this course as I've received a lot of questions over the last 3.5-4 years about how to host a bundle. I started a PLR business of mine. By hosting a bundle to grow the list of potential buyers and also to make it easier to do collaborations going forward. And over the years, I've seen other people offering these type of courses for up to $2,000. And as high as that price tag for an online course about hosting bundles might seem, you can actually make that money and much more from hosting your own bundle. It's a very easy way to make money. It's very much work up front, of course, but once the money starts pouring in, it's really rewarding. And as I said, a bundle is a great way to build connections with other content providers. It's an easy way to grow your list of people interested in what you have to offer. And that will make you more money in the long run. So I'm not this experienced bundle host in terms of how many bundles I've hosted. But I've hosted several paid ones as well as a few giveaways. And I've participated in at least 60 different bundles over the past 3 years. And so I guess you can say that I've been on both sides of the table. And today, or right now, I want to share with you how this can be done in a structured way so that you don't miss out. And also a little bit about do's and don'ts and pitfalls to avoid, so that everybody in the bundle, both buyers, contributors, and the host, can have a smooth experience as possible. And you need to be clear that all the contributors are the real reason that you can host a bundle in the first place. So, because it's due to their free contributions that you will make money eventually. And it's just like a big factory, it's not the CEO that makes the business work, it's the workers itself, and in this case, that's the contributors. So please take care of those, and the rest will follow along. And yes, there's a lot of small stuff to think about, and then there's some major stuff, like who you like to have in your bundle. So I wouldn't call myself a tech person, in the terms that I don't know the technical terms of everything, and even though I can build a website on WordPress and I can use drag and drop features and everything like that, I don't have the education to call myself a tech expert. And that's one of the main reasons that I've been using Tribecart for my business combined with WordPress and the premium Divi theme. And in this course, I'll show you how you can use those and create, and you'll also see how I create a web page for my bundles. And after you create that initial one, it's just a matter of copy-pasting for the bundles going forward. So it's always the first time it's the hardest. And after that, you'll just learn as you go and make the bundles better for everybody as you try it out for yourself. So let's also talk a little bit about what makes a bundle. Because when I talk about a bundle here and a hosting a bundle, it's about a collaboration between a host and several contributors. So the host, in this case me, takes care of all the little details in the back end and makes sure affiliates get paid their commissions, answer questions from buyers, create a sales page, make sure the products get delivered, and many, many other small details combined creates the bundle. And yes, there's a lot of contributors that don't follow up. And yes, it makes it more difficult to deliver the bundle. So I strongly, just from up front, check every product that you get and see that the delivery process works, and start way ahead of time, not the day before. So in the bundle, the contributor grants access to a product of theirs for free. And the way that they make money from the bundle is through affiliate commissions that they earn through individual sales through their unique links. And usually all contributors get free access to all of the contributions as a nice gesture between the contributors themselves. But you are free to decide this, but please be open about it up front, what you would like to see for the contributors. So contributors normally get, they get their earnings from the commissions, and they normally get about 40-50% of the sales earnings. So while and the rest goes to the host. And like I said, it's not not free money, because there's a lot of work to be done, both before, during, and after. But there's not so much for the contributors to do, but still, they contribute a product for free, so they, in my opinion, should get paid.